You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And I think one of the biggest ways us theatre fans have been accessing amazing content during this time, and doing so relatively cheaply too, is through streaming sites. Whether that's subscription services like Netflix and Amazon Prime, or free platforms like BBC iPlayer or YouTube, there have been so many great pieces of theatrical content made available for people who don't want to break the bank paying for theatre tickets to streaming events, for instance. And actually, I think that a lot of online platforms have really risen to the occasion and made some really great stuff available way earlier than expected. Which brings me on to the topic of tonight's Spotlight On episode, Disney Plus. This is Disney's personal streaming service that launched last year to great excitement across the world. I mean, in addition to all the beloved Disney animated films and other staple movies, you've also got access to most things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, all of the Star Wars franchise, and TV channels like National Geographic. But obviously, this is a theatre podcast, so theatre is what I want to talk to you about tonight. First and foremost, we can't mention Disney Plus without talking about Hamilton. If you haven't seen it yet, you really are missing out. It's one of the most groundbreaking pieces of theatre worldwide, and the chance to see the original Broadway cast, like literally all of the people who made these characters who they are and who you can listen to on the cast recording, is just amazing. Like, that never happens. So the fact that we get to see these people performing a show like Hamilton on stage as it is supposed to be seen, it's just so incredibly cool and not something you want to miss out on. But Hamilton really is just the tip of the iceberg of what Disney Plus has to offer theatre fans. I mean, sticking with the filmed stage show approach, you've also got the hit Broadway musical Newsies. This is the version that was restaged and filmed in Hollywood specifically for cinema release, but it saw most of the original Broadway cast coming back to the show, so you get to see the likes of Jeremy Jordan and Ben Fankhauser and Cara Lindsay and the utterly adorable Andrew Keenan-Bolger. Plus, like, you know I'm a big fan of Alan Menken's writing, and the music he created for Newsies really is so uplifting and inspiring and jolly. I love it. But then also, if you move towards the sort of the movie musical side of things, there's such a wide selection for you on Disney Plus. You've obviously got the Disney Channel style films like Freaky Friday, which is based on Tom Kitt's stage musical of the same name, but then also things like Camp Rock and Teen Beach Movie and, dare I say it, the entire High School Musical series, as well as the spin-off TV show High School Musical: The Musical, the series, which is sort of a Glee-esque show about a group of high schoolers who are putting on a stage version of High School Musical. And while it sounds a bit daft, people genuinely fell in love with the show, and it was one of the biggest hits across the platform when Disney Plus first launched last year, so it may well be worth a watch. But then you've also got, like, staple musical classics like The Sound of Music and Mary Poppins Returns and Annie and Bedknobs and Broomsticks and Sister Act. And even though I was actually really disappointed in the film, the movie version of Into the Woods with Meryl Streep and James Corden, I mean, the list does go on and on and on, because you've also got documentaries about some of the biggest names in Disney musicals, like The Boys, which is about the Sherman Brothers, or Howard, which follows the life of the brilliant lyricist Howard Ashman, who really did change the face of theatre and Disney with his work, so that is well worth a watch. And that's all without mentioning the fact that most of the original Disney films that you'd kind of most associate with Disney Plus are musicals anyway, like The Lion King and The Little Mermaid and Aladdin and Hercules. Just so many brilliant films loved by theatre fans, just sitting there and waiting, ready to give you a taste of musical theatre in these difficult times. But the reason I really mention Disney Plus tonight is because they recently announced a mammoth drop of content that will be heading our way in the near future. And some of the things coming will be very, very exciting for theatre fans. So towards the end of February, we'll be getting the likes of Moulin Rouge and Evita, the original film versions of Waitress, 9 to 5 and Pretty Woman, all of which have since been adapted into very successful stage shows. There's The Devil Wears Prada, which is not only a brilliant film in and of itself, but is also being adapted into a musical by none other than Elton John. Then you've also got Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, a staple for theatre lovers everywhere. The film version of Arthur Miller's The Crucible, and Olivia Colman's The Favourite, which, while not theatre per se, is excessively theatrical and definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it yet. We'll also then have all series of the musical TV show Glee and the entirety of How I Met Your Mother, which, again, while not theatre, does star the phenomenal Neil Patrick Harris, who is an absolute Broadway and Showtime legend. Like, we love him. And that is literally just a few titles off the list of content to expect. There's so, so much more to come. So if anything I've mentioned here takes your fancy and you're not already subscribed to Disney Plus, it would definitely be worth getting involved now. The price is set to go up for new subscribers from the 23rd of February, when all this new content is being made available. So while right now a subscription costs £5.99 a month or £59.99 for the whole year, that will be going up to £7.99 a month or £79.99 for the whole year. So do get in now if you're on the fence about whether to subscribe or not. And like, realistically, you could just get a month subscription, binge through whatever you want to watch, and then cancel it when you're done to get it sort of cheapest, really. Oh, and I will also say that for existing subscribers, the prices won't increase until your first bill after the 22nd of August this year, so do make a note of that. But it really is quite a useful way to access an awful lot of musical and theatre content while we can't get it anywhere else. Or, like I said earlier, if you don't want to spend like £15 or £20 at a time on a theatre ticket for a lot of streaming shows, which is kind of the go-to price at the moment. Really, I just wanted to mention it as something maybe worth thinking about. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I'll be back again next Sunday, first of all at 6pm on urn1350.net for a whole hour of glorious musical theatre tunes with Showtime. And then I'll be back right here straight after that at 7pm next Sunday with another spotlight on to let you know exactly what you should be watching from the world of virtual theatre. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.